Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Go through bidding.
Of this world, you know, Satan's taking Jesus'
world order. Well, today, my guest and today is Brother Rajadada Lahente on the YouTube channel. And we have Shirley and we have Tracy to come in, but we're basically talking to Rajadada today. We're going to get some things with us about what's going on with this church world system. We've been looking at the L.A. Preachers from L.A. Oh, my God, preachers from L.A. Los Angeles, right. The fallen angels. Oh, yes, they're falling everywhere. Oh, yes, that Babylon is going to fall. Oh, yes. Welcome.
Today about the new world order. You don't have much tech circuits. Hey, oh my God, you elaborate on some of the things that you're seeing that's taking place in the third world today.
There's a lot going on in the church.
Well, a lot of people are motivated by money. And that's what they're seeing is people that are motivated by money. Whatever they put on their account, those figures that people are presenting to them, these opportunities that they are presented with, you know, it's just not enough for these priests to be a pastor that's going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and they can be their goal. And but they're motivated by money, so they're going to accept these offers for these TV shows and these lavish lifestyles and compare themselves with the hip-hop rappers and things like that. Man, they're not the only ones that can drive this, have this house, and do this and that. They're not the only ones that can go here and there. They're not the only ones that can go to the club and party. And they're not the only ones that can have a wife and baby home time and all this other stuff. They're not the only ones that can do second home. Happy celebrity wives and TV and girlfriends and so many girlfriends that people don't even know about. The church don't even know who the pastor is in the relationship with because he's not married. And then these girlfriends, you know, he's changing completely, you know. So that's what he's saying.
My Lord. I mean, well, the preacher's supposed to be preaching the word. Why they not preaching the word? That's not job. I mean, it's the question of CDC in the comments.
We have gotten off track. They have gotten off track. It's the word. I'm on track. They had kind of cleared off. So that's what we're saying. People that are motivated by money, their heart is not for God. You can clearly see that. They don't love God. They love the things of this world. They love it. They love their cars, their house, the things that are being presented to them. I mean, say for instance, I guess somebody had an opportunity to work at a local grocery store or somewhere, just somewhere that's probably looked down upon as far as their status because they're mega pastors. Would they take an opportunity to work at a local grocery store, minister the gospel, go out, minister on the street, whatever time they do that, on the weekends or in the evenings or whenever, or would they accept the opportunity to go after money, fame, and stuff like that? They're not going to take that food line job conference job or whatever job. They're not going to take those jobs over going you know, although they'll be able to do that job and minister the gospel and have a moderate income and don't have to exceed or have to be competing with the world, they're not going to take that job. They're going to take the one that goes on the TV and can have spotlight cameras in your face and be worshipped and receive all this fame and fortune.
Okay, it's a shame. It just looked like entertainment tonight. Everywhere. I mean, you know, we were looking at LA preacher, what lane? Just on gold, metal. He and I read a little bit about what he's talking about, you know, when the girl was going to get a few with him.
That young lady was doing an interview with him, and she was saying, you know, what he see himself as, like, what are you? And he was saying that he called himself intellectual, and, you know, he likes to be kind to people, and they, you know, people know him as, you know, evidently as a preacher, so he said that. But she was asking him, what do you want? Like, I've been hearing about you wanting to retire. Is that true? I don't know if it's a rumor or anything. But she's like, he said, yeah, it's true. I want to retire in about 5 years. I don't want to retire later on when I'm not able to, like, think and I'm not able to give sound judgment because I'm too old. So I want to be able to retire when I'm young. I don't want to die with a microphone in my hand.
Wow.
When I'm old, you know, so that's what he's saying.
I'm just saying, God calls you to preach, too. He's willing to preach until you die. He's preaching until you can't preach no more. You know, but a lot of preachers and stuff, I think, yeah, they retire. Why do you retire from the word of God? I don't see you do that. I mean, that only makes sense. You know, to retire from the word of God. But you say he calls you. You know, the word of God said that. Then I saw her to a soldier, you know. And also, I was thinking about, you know, he was talking about, he said, he was a preacher first, but he's an intellectualist, right? So, is that what he said?
Yeah, he was saying that he's an intellectualist, but he has a very large vocabulary and, you know, a decent vocabulary is what he says. And he can say words that most people might not even know, different things. But he said previously on another interview that anybody can do with, you know, I'm doing, you know, all I did was study. You know, anybody can get a preacher to pass. Stick on that type of road.
So. I mean, well, we know that just though without repentance, a lot of these people do have a gift, you know, to preach or whatever. And so, and that's where, you know, that's the people. Act too, because this particular thing I talk about his life and talk about the struggles and talk about why he didn't have that and things, you know, what he had against his dad growing up and all this stuff. This young man had a lot of stuff going on inside of him, and he saw an opportunity to use his vocabulary. Of course, his mother was a teacher, you know, and he didn't even really even tell that. His sister told that, you know. Later on, but I mean, I remember when it first came out, everybody was just, oh my goodness, this man can really preach. You hear the words he's saying, and they were just blown away, you know, by his intellect, you know, and stuff. But that's not what it's all about, you know. Those that preach the gospel, listen to the gospel, and then he come out to my head, and so he gives his life, he was preaching the word, but now it's time for him, so. These people was already appointed for this time. I believe they was already appointed for this time, like the little dude said, you know, these people, you know, trapped in unaware. You know, they were, of course, they was aware of what they were doing, but the people was unaware of what the enemy was trying to set the church up. Come to the women first. And the women, he gave out had some men and woman thousands. And every time you turn around, the woman down, they lose, I mean, you know, they lose everywhere.
Right.
So then he comes back out to the field like, y'all, he said, Lord is calling for you, where the church is concerned. How about these pastors walk around here with these pastor garments on and the women? I think it's church of God in Christ. Look what I'm doing.
Yeah, the Church of God in Christ, they're wearing these abbots, they're calling Catholic, denominational Catholic tradition, and they're putting on this, and they have the clergy collars, and this is going the whole nine yards to the Catholic attire.
Well, what is that? What is this? I know you studied it, you know, about that collar that they wear about it.
It's like a bondage, a yoke to them. It's yoking them up, so like it's the analogy of like. Like when Lucifer and the angels, his angels, the demonic angels that were willing to follow him, the one that he had captivated, when they fall, those fallen angels, the halo from the fallen angels, I say it's the collar, it's that collar that they're wearing, the clergy collar, is used as being the same thing that from the fallen angels, that halo.
Oh, so it's like a halo around the
feet. Right. This is like a dome.
One of those, I don't care when he's just in the middle.
advisory committee. So integrate advisory committee. So pouring out advice and advising you to turn away from truth. So he's serving under this advisory committee to promote the agendas of the New World Order and not to promote the order of the Bible. assuming that the stance of the church has to be based on what T.D. Jakes says, or I'm saying his name because he's the one that is on the Interfaith Advisory Committee, and he's working in darkness, you know, in a high place. And so I mentioned him and as well as Kirk Franklin as far as the gospel music is concerned. So you got it covering both scopes. And so, you know, the church is not supposed to be following these people if they are the truly on God, you know. So even back to Creflo Dollar, wanted to shoot people if they didn't pay their tithes and just all this other stuff. He's not going to go to heaven and be broke when he gets there, like he's going to have money to spend in heaven. Like, came here naked, he's going to leave same way. So you won't be spending any tangible money that you acquired or anything that you're not going to be spending it wherever you spend eternity.
You know, then we got all these new age terms like the mall brand and super flooding and it's just so sad. Yes, the pastor. I mean, oh my God, you talking about a new world order? We know God has not ordered this thing. He has not. This is not his true church. You know, people that are still standing, you know, it has not changed, the word has not changed. They're still preaching just like, you know, when God gave Noah the instructions, you know, to preach the word of God for 120 years and it didn't change. Well, the word is still remaining the same. You know, but we got to be like the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. I know things may seem like it's really hot around about us, but we must keep our focus because there's a forbidden in the fire with us. And we got to be like, Daniel, you know, he continued to pray even though, you know, people talk about bow down. I still don't have to bow down to these people. The word of God says he needs us, and he would draw all men unto himself. And the thing about that, I was just thinking about the young lady that people were lifting up in the church of God. It's been over there. What do you think about that?
Right. This lady, this evangelist, they're lifting her up, you know. People don't think that the scripture, you know, it's not saying, okay, you know, that you lift up people. You have to, it says that if he lifted up, Jesus Christ, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. And also, if you lift, okay, I mean, if you say, you're lifting up people in prayer, come on people, not literally lifting up people. They're physically lifting up this lady as if she's a god. You know, pray for a person, not physically lift them up. What are you doing?
Well, we're not in this world, but we're in that other world. We're in this people then than he is now, only eight people. He says, still be defining it. Still be defining the truth and hold on to truth. We got to hold on to truth in this last hour.
What about everything going down? Oh, yes. You're like, I mean, the church is drinking the wine, you know, and it's coming everywhere. You look at the church, it's so sad. They're doing some of everything. I mean, like I said, they're doing the solid state. I believe it's also not doing government. And they could, you know, jump around.
This is not the first thing you're seeing, nigga. This is video. There's several videos out, people. Double dutching, church, praise break, double dutching. There's a video even of Kimber Rail, the Chief of the Church of God Christ Youth Convention, where the children are double dutching. She's telling the children to take his face off against each other. They have two of them that's like they double dutching against each other. It is done in a praise break dance version of double dutching. And the people that are standing in back of the people that are dancing are turning a rope, like doing their arms in a motion of double dutch, like they're doing a double dutch rope. And after that, they think one, the praise break dance, the double dutch praise break dance, then that person faces off against the next. This is loud.
I mean, so much stuff out. How on a wind soul? I mean, you don't get the word of God. Anything else is going down? The word of God is the only thing that's going to stay. You know? He sent his word to heal them all. That's not just physical. Mental. I mean, it's like the church doesn't lost their mind. You know, double mindedness, a twisted mind, a confused mind, a demonic mind, a possessed mind. It is so sad. We here at the Red Church. You can call us at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. If you're just as disgusted with all this mess that you see in the house of God on today, you may call us today at 818-691-7304.
Are you there? We have a caller. Paula, are you there? Hello? Paula, are you there? Paula, are you there?
Paul, are you there? Paul, are you there? Paul, are you there? 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304. Paul, are you there?
Hello, Ready Church.
Praise the Lord. The enemy trying to get in the atmosphere, but we should have right on back.
So the devil is a liar.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, God.
How are you?
I'm blessed. I've been enjoying the message tonight. Y'all hit a lot of good points tonight about the things that are going on in the church. I know you have been sharing with me about this show that they had on PBS called God in America.
Uh-huh.
And they had Obama on that show, and he was stating that it's a noble idea. He was talking about religion. He said it was a noble idea passed from generation to generation, the God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue full measure of happiness. The Bible doesn't state to us that Christianity was a noble idea. If Christianity is a reality, that if people, you know, don't give their life to the Lord, I mean, it's a noble idea. It's a devil use a lie. It's the reality that you, when you die, your soul has to go somewhere, and I think that's why people just can't, you know. Everybody thinks you're going to heaven. Nobody wants to talk about hell, but it's a reality that if your life is not right when you leave here with Jesus Christ, that you it's going to be a reality that you're going to spend eternity in hell. It wasn't just a noble ideal. The Bible clearly tells us that all have sinned and have fallen short of God's glory. So how could everybody all be equal and all be free when you were just talking about the church and how the church is in bondage?
Right.
This church is, this is not, it's nothing, and there's no picture that you look at in the church that it shows us that the church is free.
Right.
No, that's if they true. Were truly free, they look like they're still in the world. You know, we came out of the world and we stopped doing all of those things that the church is now doing when we decided to follow after Jesus Christ. So America is right now is full of sin. So it's no
right.
way that this country is going to be free.
Right.
And nobody is going to gonna pursue a full measure of happiness without Christ in their life.
That's true.
So he,
that's true.
You know,
the word of God shall a nation that forget God shall be brought down.
That's right. He's giving these people false hope. So I thank God on today for the Ready Church, because the Bible, like you said, people need to get in their Bible. The Bible clearly states again that the God of this world has blinded the minds.
There you go.
I mean, people are walking around in this world, they are truly blind. And now the church is the same way. So where are the people in the world going to run to if the church is blind and they can't see?
True.
You know,
true.
It's a sad state that the church is in today. So I just thank God for you all. I thank God for your studies, you know, and for trying to keep God's people alert and trying to wake these people up. And I was reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Again, where it talked about how when Moses came down, he had such a glow on his face because he had been in the presence of the Lord that he had to wear a veil. And how the people are now, they still have that veil covering their face and their heart. These people are hard-hearted. And
rebellious,
they don't want
yes.
rebellious and don't want to hear truth. And then can't even recognize when truth is being preached.
That's true.
Or when truth
That's
is
true.
Being proclaimed and taught, because someone really cares about their soul, they've been deceived for so long that they believe in a lie.
That's
rather
true.
Than, you know, obey the truth tonight. So I thank God for you all. I enjoy every minute, every second, every hour when the Ready Church comes on, and I enjoy all the guests that come on and speak out against what's going on in this world. I mean, if it hadn't been for the saints like us, how would we have come to the knowledge of the truth or the faith of, you know, to have faith in God tonight? So I thank God that there are still some saints that are still out here crying loud and sparing that. And I thank God for you all, and I will continue to pray for this radio blog talk show, because it's well needed in this last and evil day. It really is.
It's,
and it's been a blessing in my life.
I thank God. Thank
yes,
God.
To God be the glory, and I thank God for you all pursuing and continuing on fighting.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One of them said, well done. Well done. Thou good and faithful
servant.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, yes, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you got something you want to say? God bless you.
God bless you.
Back with the Ready Church. We're just going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for every listener that has listened. God, we thank you for the message. We thank you for everything you've done and what you're going to do. God, we pray that you would touch these people, God. We pray that you draw them into the truth, God, in this last and evil days, God. We give your name all the glory and all the praise. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted in Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord.
God bless you, Ready Church.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.